Hi guys, and welcome to Sisters in a City with me, Anna Vikili.
And me, Mandy Vikili.
Guys, we went and viewed our studio.
We did.
I'm so excited. I cannot control. Like, I feel like I can be sick and vomit.
Literally, I can't wait to go into that studio. I cannot wait, Anna.
Oh my God.
It's the beginning of everything. And literally just today, yeah, I had a bit of a bickering with Ginger, obviously. And he was like, you can't do your podcast today?
No.
Yeah, he's like, you can't do your podcast. Yeah,
you're like, mate, enjoy that, like, for the next few weeks, because
not
soon,
even the next few weeks, really, because
a week. He's only got 1 week left to use that
to
line
use that against you.
Let him use it. If I were you, I'd be like,
and I was like, first, even though he's been saying, do you know what? There's like such a good and bad to this, isn't it? Because obviously, if it wasn't for him, it would have never happened. He's helped us so much. At the same time, it's so annoying because he's been using this against me this whole time. But he's obviously never, ever stopped me from doing my podcast. It's just something he says.
Yeah.
But yeah, I can't wait. Like, Mandy, till I've got my own studio.
Miss Independent. But I was saying to Mandy, we should buy Gingerbeard a little present to say thank you. Because when we first started doing, you know, the visuals for the podcast back then, you know, he's the one that gave us this space to kind of like kickstart this. And
Everything. Now
we've grown, baby.
We've grown. He's like, you've used me as a stepping stool in your life. You've used me. It's so funny. I was like, no, I really haven't.
When he said you can't do your podcast, I would have actually laughed.
I did laugh because at first of all, I knew he's not, like, it's been too long now. So now I know it's just like, he doesn't mean it.
But he knows you've got keys.
I know. And then
studio.
He was like, so when are you going to a new studio? And I was like, next week's the last week of like us doing it here. And then he was like, oh, and I could just tell it just bothered him. But yeah, honestly, it looks so amazing. I can't wait.
I know, me too. But our last episode, the Evil Eye episodes, the two that we did one on normal and one on Patreon. I really enjoyed that. That was some mad superstitions. But I really do believe in the evil eye, you know. I was thinking because
100%.
Last episode I was talking about how, you know, I realized that Kalslick's the one and he's amazing. And then literally the day after that podcast episode came out, we had the biggest fight.
The day after it got released, yo.
Yeah.
Do you know why? That's why I don't say any good things about Ginger Beard. I always say bad things, innit? Because if I say the good things, you might never know. It might, even the good things might be ruined.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe I'm just using something like using the evil eye as an excuse, like to blame it on that for our argument. But anyway, we sorted it out, but it just made me think, what the hell? Why can't I just have like a smooth sailing relationship that continues to be smooth sailing?
Yeah, I know, me too. But I just can't figure out, am I the problem or is he the problem? But anyway, I've got some things that, like, we had a bit of a bickering today, but I'm going to speak about it on our Patreon.
Yeah. But you know, on Patreon, so on our last episode, I don't even remember if it was our normal episode or our Patreon episode. It was our Patreon one. You were talking about an argument when you had with Ginger Beard.
Yeah.
And I basically told you you were wrong.
Oh,
I said, yeah, it was a Patreon. I told you that, Mandy, like, you shouldn't have done that. Like, you were in the wrong. And then someone commented under the video saying, Anna, like, let Mandy live.
Yeah,
let
like
her
you're
live.
Taking Ginger Beard's side.
Yeah.
Like, the funny thing is, you don't really take his side. Nor, like, you're not on his side at all.
I don't,
like,
I don't take sides. It's not like I'm going to take my sister's side because she's my sister. Me and Mandy have never been like that. We're not like that with our friends, with our family. We just take whoever's right side.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, 100%. Because today when I was having this bickering with Ginger Beard, he was like, well, should I call like my family and ask them about who they think is right in this situation? I was like, look, you've got the most amazing family, but I feel like they would always take your side. And I don't feel like that it's fair because like, my sister wouldn't. My sister has a go at me when I'm in the wrong. Like, we're not like that. Like, you actually say, Mandy, you're bang out of order for what you said. Like, this argument, you caused it. Isn't that like true love when you just can criticize someone
because,
and give them good constructive criticism? You know, that's a sign of being a bad friend, yeah?
Yeah.
Of like always like going along with that person's perspective.
Yeah, because if I really truly care about you and love you, I want your relationship to work and I want the best for you. So that means I'm going to help you when you do wrong.
Yeah.
To avoid arguments that are that are caused by you.
Yeah, if that makes
sense. Yes, maybe he said something that caused you to be, like, you have to listen to the actual episode to understand what we're saying. But maybe he said something that caused you to be a bit paranoid. But you've always said that you've got paranoia.
Right.
But what you replied was bang out of order.
So,
and
anyway,
I would tell you, you're bang out of order.
I feel like we are quite rare, our relationship, you know, that we don't actually always have each other's back. I think that's what's amazing and unique about the relationship, that we're not always like, oh my God, yeah, you're so right. Like, we're not like that. To be honest, our friendship group is kind of like that as well.
Yeah. If I do something wrong to Kalslick, my girlfriends will be like, Anna,
yeah,
what are you doing? Like, we're like that. And I like the fact that we're like that. And I'll just say one thing. Like, I love all my besties, all the supporters, all the listeners. That one, like, you can criticize me or give your advice or your opinion. That's absolutely...
You can't criticize me that I'm not cool with that.
That's absolutely fine. I'll take it on the chin. But one thing, like, that you cannot do is come between me and Mandy.
Yeah.
Never.
You sound like one of our ex-boyfriends. Like, you can't be ruining our relationship. Like, who's going to do this podcast? There can't be one sister in the city. It's sisters in the city, okay?
And the reason why we have got here where we are and our relationship is so strong and unique is because we care about each other and love
so
each
close.
Other.
Like, so obviously, we love our besties so much, but then no bestie is going to have my intentions.
Best intentions.
Yeah, I can't even speak today. Like, no bestie is going to have my best intentions more than my sister.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. No one's going to be looking out for me more than Anna. So,
but I think the fact that we...
I don't need protection against Anna, do you know what I mean?
Maybe you do. Maybe you do.
Anyway,
but it's so funny that anyway that happened because at the end of that episode, after the cameras went turned off, we actually had an argument because I was talking against Gingerbeard about one thing that he does.
Really?
Yeah.
Did we?
About the going out stuff.
Oh, yeah. So exactly. She doesn't always have his back.
Yeah. I was like, he goes out too much, Mandy.
And then and I was like, when the lights and cameras went off, I was like, why are you coming for ginger beer?
She was like, oh, why are you coming for ginger beer?
I was like, Amber, you're right.
And so, yeah, I just thought, like, you don't see the whole picture, the full picture sometimes. Do you know what I mean? We can only come and give as much as we can on here.
Yeah.
How's
things been otherwise? I'm not going to lie. Like, right now, I'm feeling really bored and hungry, like, in my life. Like, I'm going through a phase of just two feelings, bored and hungry. I'm bored all the time because I've taken a month off, like, going out and drinking, and I've been detoxing, and, like, nothing's been going on in my life. Anna's had her titties done. She's not leaving the house. Like, and I'm going through hungry because I'm trying to be on a calorie deficit to just get back to a weight I'm more happy and comfortable with.
But how sad that our entertainment or your entertainment...
You're like, your entertainment is
going out drinking.
Yeah, but right now you don't understand because you're recovering.
No.
You know, because you're recovering, it's a whole different experience. I've been there. I've been there like 10 times
no,
in my life.
I agree with
you. Do you remember at a time when you weren't going out like 2 weekends? You fucking feel like so
I
bored.
I agree with you. I'm the same as you. That's why I started off saying our entertainment. I just
didn't do like
because it's true. But I've always said it that we're wrong. We should find entertainment in other things like reading books or, you know.
I know.
Doing puzzles.
A puzzle, I know.
Yeah,
do you know
what's
so funny? Gingerbread actually said, should we go buy a puzzle and will you do it with me?
Oh, I remember lockdown I used to do puzzles. I loved it.
That was lockdown, Anna.
Yeah, but you know what? I think there was a lot of good things that came out of lockdown, apart from like, you know.
We did have a lot of fun in lockdown. We had more friends. The friends are just getting less and less.
As days go by, months go by, our friends just get less and less.
Like literally, there's nobody. Like, and I think friendship actually brings a lot of excitement to like life as well.
Well, not the friendships we had.
No.
Sorry.
I want like fun friends with like loads of different tea all the time.
Yeah, the friends we had would just sit there, listen to us talk about our life and our problems, and they would
We did have some fun friends.
Some of them, but some of them would never share
anything.
Anything. Like, be wary of them ones.
Yeah, the ones that don't share anything but want to know all your tea.
Yeah.
But we did have ones that were, but you know, in life, like you just grow apart from people and you grow into people, and that's just life.
Mm-hmm.
Like, your friendship group changes. Like, I'm waiting for Ginger's friendship groups to change, but he just keep making friends with children now. So, like, I'm always like, you know, the older ones, I'm like, they're going to end up disappearing, getting into relationships and, like, settling down. But then now he's becoming friends with children. So, like, they're not going to settle down and, like, disappear for a long time.
Yeah, because they're just starting out.
They're just starting. Anyway, yeah. So, I'm bored and I'm hungry, okay? Like, I'm trying to diet and, you know, cut back on calories. So, I'm just like... I was doing cardio. I'm really bored. And like nothing's going on. And until we start going out again, I feel like I ain't got fucking drama for you guys. I do have some drama. And I feel like that's just like me creating drama at home now because I'm so bored.
Oh my God. That's terrible, Mandy.
I know.
That's terrible. Well,
I talk about it.
Since we have no drama or interesting crazy stories, I put it up on my Instagram for you guys to share your most awkward moments and stories. And I got so many and I was cracking up so much reading them that I've decided that we definitely need to do a couple episodes on these stories.
Yes.
So we'll do some on this episode and the next one, part two, will be on Patreon this week, Thursday.
Yes.
And then what we'll do is the next week Patreon episode, we'll do our past awkward, crazy stories. Yeah, our awkward situations. I'm saving that for not this week, but next week, Patreon, because it has to be on Patreon because it's a bit...
It's just like... It's a bit... Too much tea in there.
Yeah, a bit too personal, some of the stuff, you know. But yeah, so I'm going to start.
Awkwardness is so awkward. Do you know there's no word for awkward in Persian, yeah?
Really?
There's no word for it. There's no word. They only have the word like ajib, which is like strange.
Oh, they don't have awkward.
They don't have awkward. Awkward is such a massive emotion.
I feel like Persian interactions are very much awkward a lot of the time.
A lot. And they don't even have the word for it. They're so awkward that they can't have a word for awkward because it's so normal.
Yeah.
Anyway, fun fact.
Right. Anyway, so I'm going to start.
Oh my God, I'm not ready for this. I am not ready for this.
I mean, they were all so very sexual as well. Like, I wasn't expecting that. Like, everyone sent in very, like, sexual
awkward
stuff.
Our listeners are from sexually active people, yeah? Some horny-ass motherfuckers, they think.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's start with the first one. I slept with my manager at work, brackets, I'm a waitress. The other day, I had to serve his fiancé.
Ooh. Now, that shit
that
is awkward.
But you know what? It's really not awkward for like between two people. I feel like the biggest awkwardness is between when like you and the other person are aware of the situation.
Yeah.
When it's just you, then it's not
it's
as
like a
awkward.
Secret awkwardness.
Yeah, it's like you're finding it awkward, but they're not. So it's like, it's not as bad.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
Do you get what I'm saying?
100%.
Yeah. So like in this situation, like it's awkward for you, but if you really want, you can just switch it off and like make it not awkward.
Yeah.
You know,
you could just be like, what would you like for lunch, honey? Sausage, because I had your husband's sausage. Would you like eggs? He wanted mine. Like, no matter what, like, your interaction is of her, she's just going to see you as a waitress. So it's not that bad.
Yeah, unless you're going to be serving her the truth other than, like...
If you're going to be serving her the truth, then it's going to get real awkward.
Yeah.
It's going to be an altercation.
Do you think she should serve the truth?
I don't know why she even committed that truth in the first place. Like, why did that even happen? Why are you fucking
Why are you home-wrecking me? Why are you sleeping with married
maybe
men?
Maybe she didn't know. Maybe she didn't know.
I mean, sometimes when you sleep with married men, you become the next wife.
Yeah.
In some
that never happened for me, though, in my past. I never wanted to become the wife anyway.
Yeah.
I quite enjoyed being the other woman. Look, I'm not judging you. I've been there, all right? It's not a good thing.
It's not a good thing at all.
No.
Mandy very much regrets being that person. Don't you,
you know,
Mandy?
All the justifications that you make in your head for it, like, they're not real justifications.
Exactly.
You know, so like, they're not really into each other, or they're like, he's not happy, or, you
know, if it wasn't me,
it'll be someone else. Do you know what I mean? It's like you selling weapons to a serial killer and be like, if it wasn't me selling weapons to the serial killer, it'll be someone else. But it's you selling weapons to the serial killer.
Exactly.
You're the person who's assisting in the sin.
That was really good.
That was a very good analogy, wasn't it?
It's an analogy, is that it? Analogy, not adjacent. Yeah.
No, a what?
Adjacent?
Adjacent, it means when it's like adjacent.
Adjective.
Stop speaking. Someone commented on our podcast saying, I feel dumber every time I listen to you guys. And I had to like that comment. Honestly.
It's true though. I mean, we're not here for learning purposes.
Yeah.
Actually,
but look, we're in a free judgment-free zone. Yeah. All right? You smashed a person and you served their fiancé. It happened now. You can always learn from things.
Yes. So, like Mandy has.
Why do you have to keep saying that? Sometimes just learn from being.
Why do I laugh like that? I hate you. I literally can't listen back to our clips and our video because my laugh is
your
so
laugh
cringe.
Is so cute. So
my
is so
laugh
cute.
Is awkward.
No,
like,
it's not.
It's awkward.
Oh my God.
Okay, so next one I've got is the person next to me on the train didn't know that I could speak Farsi and started talking on the phone about an extreme squirting girlfriend and how he goes through loads of mattress protectors.
Oh my God.
I didn't even know like how an Iranian person would say that. A Farsi speaking person would say that.
Oh my God. The Iranian, you know what we just said. Like, even though our Farsi is shit. I mean, I would have listened closely to that conversation. I want to know how these bitches be squirting.
I think it's a myth.
It happened to me once. And you know what's so fucking mad? Yeah, I know. I used to do that as well. I swear to God. Do you know what? Do you know what's so funny, yeah?
What?
Every single time someone said this to me, yeah, I'd be like, shut the fuck up. Statistically, most women do not squirt. I've never squirted in my life.
Yes.
All my friends have never squirted. Like, blah,
no
blah.
No one squirts. The ones that do, the very small percentage, it's not squirting. It's piss.
the thing is, it's something, when it happened to me, like, I'm still going to stand by this, that, like, obviously, if it's even a debate, if squirting is even a debate, a conversation, like, do women squirt or do they not? Obviously, yeah. they don't. We don't have a debate or blogs or forums on the internet debating yeah. whether men ejaculate. We all know men ejaculate.
Yeah.
The fact that it's such a, are you a squirter? Are you an odd? Like, the fact that there's even any, like, rhetoric about this, obviously, it's not a normal thing. By yeah. normal, I mean common, most women statistically don't. There is something that happens, I think, when you put pressure on a certain part of a woman's, like, bladder or whatever, it's like a type of, like, I don't know, something comes out. It's a mixture of, like, urine and I don't fucking know.
It happened
to me once anyway, but I don't even count that shit because it wasn't even during sex. I was being fingered. It was actually ginger beard as well.
Go on, ginger beard.
Yeah, but anyway, it never happened to this day.
I mean,
I don't even need that shit to happen. I'm not trying to get you pregnant, bro. Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I'm
just true.
I'm not trying to get you pregnant. There's no biological reason for me to need to shoot but that's, liquid.
You're just mad because women were fucked even in that way, though.
Why?
We don't release.
We do release.
I mean, yeah, we do. Actually,
we release
orgasm.
Within.
We orgasm. Yeah, as long as you're orgasming, that's the main thing, to be yeah. honest. How did this become sex education?
Back to the awkwardness anyway.
This awkward story, again, is only awkward. If I were you, I would have made it awkward. Yeah. I would have been like, bring my family member in Farsi, be like, San al khubi, like, speak yeah. Farsi, like, speak hey, Farsi. How are you? And then that person...
You would have died.
That yeah. would have been so awkward for that person. Yeah. That would have been jokes,
that would
right?
have been really, yeah.
Oh,
I mean,
God.
You know, something did happen to me on the train once. I might as well just share it because it's very... I was on a train.
Yeah.
Don't judge me, yeah?
Yeah.
I was just editing my photo.
Okay.
Like, editing my photo on the train. Like, you know, just like smoothing out, you know, a bit of shit. And then like, you know, and I was on one of these apps, you know, like smoothing out my skin and shit. And then this guy next to me was like, well, that doesn't mean to look like you anymore, does it?
No.
And I was like...
Oh, you know what? That's mad that happened to you. You know why?
Why?
Because, like, I avoid editing my photos on the train because of that reason. Because I'm always scared that that's going to... Like, someone's going to look over and be like, whoa.
Yeah. Anyway, I flipped out, yeah. Because the guy was sort of, like, scruffy, looked like some alcoholic or whatever. And I was like, do you even know what the fuck I'm doing? Do you even know what the fuck I'm doing? Do yeah. you know what I'm doing?
Yeah.
And he was like... Meh. And then we got into this altercation.
No, so you actually got rude.
I stuck it on him, yeah.
Why?
I was like, do you even know what the
yeah,
fuck
but
I'm
you shouldn't
doing?
Be looking down at your phone.
Isn't it creep?
Because like, what if you were looking at...
Yeah, I open up my nudes on the train and show it to my mom, trying to show her like the surgeries that went right and wrong. And like, I actually put up my whole ass nudes.
And
I don't even think like, what if someone can see the reflection on the other side? Or what if someone's on the platform and they're looking in?
Oh my God, but that is so funny. Yeah. Was he turning around and saying it in a jokey way though?
No, he's like full on serious.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Like, wow. Sorry, I can't play fair. In this game where everyone's cheating, do you know what I mean?
We barely edit
barely,
our photos.
Like, yeah.
like compared
because there's videos of us on our Instagram.
Compared to other people.
Yeah, hardly at all. But I was actually just smoothing the skin and I just thought like, I'm sorry, all these girls are editing their fucking photos so much, yeah? Like if I didn't edit my photo at all, I'd be busted compared to everyone on Instagram. Like I got to keep up a little bit. Everyone's cheating in the exam and I'm going to fucking play by the rules. Hell no.
Do you know what? Maybe if you didn't, if you did play by the rules, you would win the test.
No, I see all these girls trying to do that. They're just not
anyway,
happening.
All right. Anyway, moving on. What we got here. My ex-husband spread his ass cheeks and asked me to lick his asshole.
He did not. No wonder he's an ex-husband. He spread that like butter. He put his hands on his ass cheeks and he spread it out. And he said, lick that.
Lick that.
Why would you think that's sexy? There's nothing sexy about that.
No, it's not sexy at all. I mean, the situation here isn't the licking the asshole. It's the fact that he like literally opened up the gateway for it to happen and asked you to do it.
I don't know. It's the way that he did it as well.
Yeah, like, it has to be from like from behind, right?
Yeah.
You have to go like.
No. It's given ick.
It's giving
major ick.
How did he even become your husband?
Was that the end of the relationship? Like, yeah. I need to know. That must be the end.
That's why his ex, my ex-husband.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Can you imagine Gingerbeard bending down,
Gingerbeard
spreading
has
them
spread
ass
his ass cheeks for me before?
But for different reasons.
For different reasons.
Yeah, for you to apply cream.
For me to apply some cream on his ass cheeks.
Wow.
And even that for me was traumatizing. Like, literally, the odor shot me dead in the face. So, I mean, I can't even imagine. And I want to know, did you lick it? Did you lick it?
That's a good question.
That's it. Like, I want to know.
When you send these things in, please finish the story.
What would you do, Anna, if Kazik bent over and he was like, lick my arsehole? What would you do? I want to know.
Do you know what it is? It's so awkward in situations when you're like in the middle of like in a sexual thing.
Oh, I can imagine Kazik's arsehole being just so fresh and like pretty.
If this is sounding a little bit sexist, yeah, but if a girl spread her ass cheeks and was like, lick it, guys would probably really like that.
Yeah, I don't know about the actual anus.
What do you mean? Like spread it and then lick it? Guys probably like that. Guys,
yeah, they'd probably go below it and lick the...
What?
They'd actually lick the asshole. You know, it's called, the actual thing is called rimming. Like you're actually talking about the hole, like the way the poo comes out. Or are you talking about the area? Are you talking about the proximity? Is it the postcode or is it the house? Is it the postcode or the house? If it's the postcode, yeah, they'd be going... is it the house?
The house.
Are they entering the house?
The house.
Really?
Yeah, I think... I mean... I'm not speaking from experience, but I pretty much think that men will be down for...
men are down for anything.
Anything.
I think...
Oh, you know what? It's so funny that we're saying that right now.
Why?
That men are down... Because I'm just going to go on to one of these...
Down for anything. Honestly, did you not see about that man, McPhee? There's a documentary about on Amazon. He's a billionaire. He just hired women to shit in their mouths. He never even slept with them. He just shat in their mouths.
But speaking of this, someone said in their most awkward moment was when their dad came into their room and our Patreon episode was on TV and Mandy was saying, men are obsessed with sex.
Oh my God, no. And their dad came in.
The dad came in.
He probably was like, she's right.
So funny.
We're enlightening the world.
But you know what? No, someone else as well. I remember DM'd me saying like, they went to play our clip and we were talking about like all this crazy shit like anal and rimming. And then it played out really loud on the train.
No. Oh my God.
We're creating...
You're getting us like more viewers in a way. It's great.
Yeah, someone will be like, who's that person?
Who's that?
I want to listen.
They're entertaining as fuck.
All right, well, next one is... Hearing my parents have sex in the room next door whilst I have a guy round.
But you know what? Yeah, I don't think that's awkward. You know why?
Why?
Because you always back to that guy. You see my parents still getting it in. My dad fucks better than you. See how long my daddy going? Yeah. You got to keep up to this. Is a standard. Yeah.
My daddy lasts for like
ages. I'm breaking my mama back.
And you'd be coming in a minute. That's hella awkward though if he came in a minute and your dad's still going on.
Yeah, your dad's still going.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
But you know what? I don't like long lasting anyway. So.
Yeah, me too. It's got to be like, too quick is not good, but it's flattering.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hot. I'm so sexy. Then there's like...
Too long.
It's like, what's wrong with me?
Yeah.
And then there's like... That perfect time.
The perfect, in the middle.
Mm.
But yeah, that's really, really awkward.
Yeah, that is. I mean, it is, but...
okay, we've got here. When I said, let's go on a girl's holiday and one of my friends said, can my husband come?
It's called a girl's holiday. Sounds like...
This is so something that happens, like, I think, in the past, definitely.
Do you think?
And I feel like we were probably the girls that said, can we bring our boyfriend? Because
no,
we always
that's not true. You've always had boyfriends, not me, mate.
I think I've always been in situations where, like, I've always been in relationships and I've always had relationships where the guy's not cool with me going on a crazy holiday.
Yeah.
So long.
And now that's me, who's not cool with it. I get it.
I mean, it's really awkward for the friend, right, that wants it to just be girls and then... The other one's like, can my girl come? It's awkward. You don't know what to say. I feel like this happened to our cousin a lot.
Did it?
Yeah. She's like, wants to do something, just the girls. And like, you know.
It's not like that anymore though. I feel like maybe that's things that happen when you're younger. I don't remember this happening to us. I'm not going to lie. And you be going on and you be trying to make me, you trying to implant memories. I feel like there's some experiment going on in your brainwashing me because I can't remember this ever happening.
I do.
I don't remember this happening.
I don't know why.
The only thing that's coming to my mind is Ginger's friends constantly trying to take him on boys' holidays and me wanting to punch him in the face.
Well, you know what? He doesn't want to be that guy that's awkward and says, can my girlfriend come?
Yeah, which is why I feel like you just say it straight to your friend. Like, this is a girl's holiday. And like, same way, like, Ginger's friends can take him on a boys' holiday, but it has to be like a certain type of holiday that I'm cool with. Can't be like,
Yeah, I know. But the girl obviously doesn't want to like be upset her friend.
Then you just got to be straight. Like this kind of holiday might not be respectful to my relationship, but if we go somewhere else, I'm down.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
That's what you got to say. Like, if you're going to, if they're going to like Ibiza to just get shit faced and dick faced for like 3 days in a row and catch 20 STDs, you just have to be like, listen, it's not respectful. What am I going to do? Play on myself in the corner? Like, it's going to be boring for me. So I can't come. But if you want to go to like Egypt or, you know, Morocco or like
something like semi, sightseeing,
yeah, the pyramids, you can still go on, like, still go restaurants, you can still go to a club. But when it's like,
party hardcore.
Yeah, you can still like go to a club or go to a bar, go to restaurants, but it's a mixture of chill with going out, like what you do in London.
Right.
But when it's like, I let's get hammered.
Yeah.
Day night.
Yeah, no, it's not very respectful, is it?
So that's mm-hmm. what it is.
I agree. Okay, you know the next one I've got here is so funny. Basically someone wrote, coming up to you and asking you if you was Anna Paul. What? So this girl came up in the pharmacy, she was like, are you Anna Paul?
Are you
like,
Anna what?
I was like, what? And she's like, are you Anna Paul? And I was like, we went back and forth like literally four times. I was like, what? Because I didn't want to say yeah, because I am Anna, but I'm not Paul. And I don't want to say no, because I'm Anna and I'm not Paul.
This happened to you?
Yeah.
This happened to you?
Yes.
Are you
she
Anna
sent
Paul?
It in and she actually sent it in, yeah? And then she's like, you're Anna Paul. And I was like...
She got your name wrong, innit?
Yeah.
She and knew who you were, but she got your name wrong.
And then,
that ain't a fan to
and
me.
Then I was like, after a while, we was like, I'm Anna. And she's like, oh my God, you're Anna. And then I think she got my... And anyway, she was like, oh my God, I'm so embarrassed. This is so awkward.
That's her most awkward moment.
It was actually really awkward for her. She got really embarrassed. I don't think she needed to get that embarrassed, but it was just funny.
That's
it was really,
really
funny. But it's so funny that she sent it in. That girl sent it in.
Oh no, she sent it in.
She sent it in. She said her most awkward moment was coming up to you and asking you if you was Anna Paul.
Oh my God, that is hilarious. That's like a shared moment between you and this listener.
I know.
That's awkward.
Who is Anna Paul?
I don't know who Anna Paul is. It's a poor version of Anna.
Not Paul.
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 Short ball.
Jeanna ball.
Anna ball.
Anna ball.
But I mean, like, that's quite weird to not know your name, but listen to the podcast.
Well, you know, our surname is quite difficult, or Vakili.
I mean, it's very different to Paul.
I mean, Paul's easy, Paul. But Vakili. No one can say it.
Oh,
no one can say
Vakili.
It's always a nightmare. Like
if
on
you
the
just
phone.
See us, just call us Paul, man. If you just see a Mandy Paul, Anna Paul,
Anna Paul, easier. We
Anna Paul, Mandy Paul. Don't worry about it. It's fine.
Oh, I'm dying. Anyway, next one is, I was doing anal with my man.
Oh God!
And I exploded liquid back there, not poo, just liquid. It was mortifying. What's liquid?
What do you mean liquid, girl? That was poo. That was liquid and
no,
poo,
it was
man.
Liquid. It was
what
not
do you mean
poo.
Liquid? What came out of a Sprite? Came out of us? What came out of it?
I mean, you know what? In that situation, I'd be like, you know, that's another type of squirting that you have done for me, baby.
The only thing that's come out of there is fucking liquid poo. Ain't no slush puppy or some fucking drink coming out of our arse.
No,
because
poo is brown, Mandy.
So what colour was this? Poo can be different colours, it can
I'm saying that if she said liquid, I'm saying it was see-through, clear, transparent.
Oh my gosh, she's a unique squirter from a bum.
So yeah, she's a bum like, squirter. You know what? There's 0.001% of people do this like bum squirting. You have to be magnificent.
Yeah, men are so thick, they'll believe
anything.
Just like there are rare, you haven't fucked enough women
to know
this, and but there are women who squirt from their anus.
And then he'll go back to his boys and be like, did you know that I made her squirt from behind?
And they'll be like, nah, bruv, I want one.
Yeah.
Where'd you find one? How'd you do it? If you need to do it again, drink loads of water and just shit on his face. Shit on his face in the dark, you won't know.
I got here a guy licking my forehead during sex. Mandy, the mics, man. What the hell? Looks like we might need to buy new mics.
I don't understand this. Licking her... that's a new one.
Licking...
He must have a forehead
fetish.
Do
you know what? Let's just pause this and check the mics are still working, Mandy, before
really?
They end.
I've broken it.
You never
BRB,
know.
BRB.
We'll be right back.
1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. You're meant to do something.
Yeah, I know. Why are you doing it?
1, 2, 3, 4. I don't know why.
It's fucking fine.
Okay, yeah, so the mics are working, guys.
Mic's fine.
She
drop of water. Your mic looks like you sucked about 20 times.
Yeah,
got makeup all over it. So what are you doing in private with that mic?
All right, so what were we on? Oh, yes, the forehead.
I just squirted all over the mic.
Oh, squirted. So
with all this squirting business, Mandy's getting excited. Well, I mean...
I'm the 0.1% that sweat through the mouth.
Yeah. Right, so licking my forehead during sex.
What is
imagine
he, lying?
You're getting it on with a guy and he starts licking...
Licking your forehead? I'll be like,
I can't.
I'll be like, what are you doing?
I'll be like...
What kind of feline behavior is this? Like licking the forehead. Like, you know what? Must be a fetish. Must be another one of these fetishes these men have.
Yeah, well, it's awkward because what do you say?
Should we Google forehead porn?
You never know. Might be a thing.
100%. I sometimes really think, like, I really want to, like, test my boyfriend, but then I'm scared I will never be able to look at me again.
What?
Like, if I say something to him, like, I'd be like, let's go in the shower and I want to, like, shit on you and just see what happens.
Yeah, but he'll really think, he'll not know that you're, like, testing him. Yeah, think you're being serious.
And then he might be like, yeah. And then what after that? I'll be like, oh, I was testing you, I'll never be able to be with him again.
Yeah, no, don't go there.
Don't
cross that line.
You never know.
Don't cross that line.
Or maybe we'll just be like, bring my forehead near his face.
I beg you, next time you're getting on with him, start licking his face.
And just see what he does. He'll do it back. Bless him, he's so cute. He'll just be like, he likes this.
And he'll just be like,
licking each other's faces.
He's so nice.
Yeah, he's so nice. I'll be like, this is her thing. So I'm a pleaser.
And then you'll both just be like...
Oh, God.
That's mad.
Anyway.
All right. Should we go continue talking about that?
I was just going to say, like, you know, maybe just tell your boyfriend, like, that ain't it for me.
It's not her boyfriend. Oh, it's not my boyfriend. It's not her boyfriend.
Who is it?
I don't even know if it's a girl or boy. It could be anyone. But a guy licking my forehead.
Well, it's fine then.
It's anyone. But that's what makes it more awkward, no?
That it's a random. Yeah. No wonder he's fucking single, mate.
Yeah. Because you don't know what to say. You don't want to upset them. You know what the thing is? You don't, like, want to upset someone during sex because you don't want them to think they're bad at it.
I'm sorry. I've said it before. Like, I...
Really?
Yeah. I've done a madness.
Do you say it during or do you wait till after and be like, I didn't like that?
I'm in the middle of, like, someone trying to...
Do some madness.
No, fuck me, yeah. I said, like, your dick smells, so, like, I ain't fucking you.
Oh, wow. Or, like, let's say it's something they do that is not nice, that you don't like. Do you say it during, or would you wait
during,
till after?
I ain't got time.
Okay.
The only time I regret...
I'm very much the after person.
No, during. Before, I don't want to... when I was younger, not anymore.
Yeah, I'm
not
still...
Not the last, like, few years of my life.
I'd be an after.
I don't know what I'm talking about. The last few years of my life, I've only been one person. Before gingerbread,
I can't remember what it was like.
I know, me too.
I mean, I've been with the same guy for so long, I can't remember.
Yeah.
It's nice just having the same person because you just know what you're going to get. You don't have any crazy surprises.
Look, I'm going to say it's like the best thing ever having one person, love of my life. But yeah. I do miss like being chased.
Yeah, passionate.
For like attention, sexual attention. Not like for sex, because you still get chased for sex, but just chased in general.
Yeah, because they know they have you
now. Like, yeah. I miss being chased. I do like being chased.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
And there's like nobody chasing me.
But that's the biggest...
Nobody's chasing me now.
Only Romeo, the dog.
I feel like the only thing chasing me is my dog staring at me. Nobody else. Do you know what I mean? Like, the sex is still great. The sex is still the same. But the way they're like... I remember Ginger was like chasing me, trying to get me to be like his girlfriend was like the funnest part.
Yeah. I mean, there's nothing better than when you meet someone and you both like each other or love each other and that, like, it's crazy.
And they're like pursuing you.
And it's crazy.
When
passionate.
They're pursuing you, is like the funnest part.
Mm-hmm.
And men probably miss chasing.
Well, they do.
Yeah. And
men
we miss being chased. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's one of the reasons, I think, biggest reasons why women end up cheating, though.
Why? Because they want to be chased.
Not just chased, but like the effort.
Yeah, the effort, the excitement.
The whining and dining and like compliments and romance. You know, we like that.
Yeah.
You know, and men get very comfortable.
The thing is, like, when like they put effort in, like if Gingerbread planned a date or whatever, it's just the way you're going into that date. Like
being
I want
on your
to
phone.
Flirt with me. Like, I want like passion. I want you to pretend, like grab me and kiss me, grab my thigh, squeeze it.
Yeah.
Like grab me, come here, you sexy. Let's like take me around the corner and snog me.
Yeah, like he'd be on his phone in the cab.
I don't want to be treated like a wife. I'm a whore.
You're a wife in the...
I'm
streets.
A wife in real life.
You're a
Can
wife?
We just play pretend sometimes.
Yeah. I get what you mean.
Do you know what I mean? Play pretend sometimes.
Yeah, because you said that you'd be on the way to a date and he'd be on his phone watching football.
Yeah.
Like, that's not...
I want that, like...
Whereas on your first few dates, he wouldn't be on the phone.
Oh, so exciting. Oh my God, it was so fun.
I get what you mean. I know. I miss like coming back from a night out and just snogging nonstop.
Yeah.
Now it's stuff at McDonald's and that's it. Like, stuff our faces.
Do you know what? The end of the night thing where like you snog and have sex, you can still do that. But it's mainly like the actual date itself and the night itself.
No, the snogging, like, I mean, nonstop without a break.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. Like in the back of the cab. Oh my God. That's they were the best. Good days. Yeah. I have something I'll say for Patreon.
Okay. All right, we've got here. I leaked through my office chair at work whilst on my period. I dreaded the next day when I saw someone had replaced my chair. It still haunts me to this day. P.S. I've left that position.
Do you know what?
It's better in that situation just to be like, skies, oh my God.
Yeah, I feel like own the period leak. I've kind of had enough with that shit, yeah. Because like, so we go through enough as women. Mm-hmm. Like, we have to bleed once a month, bitch.
Yeah.
Like, if we fucking leak, we leak. Why don't you try, like, bleeding once a month? They'd be leaking everywhere. They can barely change their fucking boxes.
Yeah.
Or, like, you know, they don't even know how to use, like, a washing machine or a microwave. Like, men are so, you know, like, we're so amazing compared to them. If they had period, they'd be leaking everywhere.
They would
100%.
Be. 100%. The world would be painted
red. The whole world would be painted red, like she said.
Yeah.
So, like, I leaked when I was in school.
Yeah, I remember you.
And it was in science class, and it was on white stools. And I leaked, I probably said this in one of our previous episodes. And I got all this blood on it, and I just owned it, man. I was a boss in school at the time.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just like, yeah, oh well.
You've got to own it, because what else are you going to do? You can't put the chair on your back and take it out. And
these were the times my mum said, like, if you use a tampon, you're not going to be a virgin anymore. So bitch was, like, dealing with pads and shit. Like, it's a hard life.
I think it's easier to leak when you wear tampons.
No, I feel like it's easier to leak when you wear pads because it seeps through the edges.
Oh, maybe. I don't know. It's been so... I don't even remember.
Yeah, I know because, like, not long ago, I tried it with the pads. I don't know why. I was feeling like a bit of a sore inside, so I tried pads and it was way more...
Really?
Yeah, oh, way God. More leakage.
Yeah, no, I think it's worse when you leak on your clothes and you're walking around and you don't notice.
Fear, yeah.
And then someone's like... Excuse me.
Yeah, especially on a night out and shit.
That's more awkward. But the thing is, they had to replace her whole chair. Like, the whole chair. I'd be like, I'd feel a bit like, oh God, like, company expenses. Like, yeah,
company expenses over my vagina. They went extreme. They probably set fire to that chair. They probably incinerated it. You know what people men are like about periods?
I know what. They're like that until it comes down to sex.
Yeah, and they're like, I don't mind. I put up towels on the bed. Yeah. I put towels on the bed.
And then as soon as like sex over, it's like, oh
yeah,
what is that?
I don't even know. Like, they're scared of us.
I don't understand it. I've never understood it. All right, I'm gonna do one last one, and then we save the rest of them. Or should we do two more?
I don't know. It depends how good they are, baby girl.
I don't know. I've got a really funny one though. Okay, I'm gonna do it.
Tell me. Oh God, what is it?
Okay, I'll do one more. I'll save the really funny one for the first one for Patreon.
Okay, go on.
Okay, I've got here, I got diarrhea in a public swimming pool, and when I got out, people could see it running down my leg.
And that's not funny, man.
Oh, no, no,
that's
no.
Made me unwell. I know, you made me unwell.
No, that's not funny, but someone went through this.
What? Who goes through that? I don't give a shit. There's no going through that. You don't go to public swimming pool when you got diarrhea. You shit in the pool?
No, she can't. You can't help it when you have diarrhea.
It just comes in. It just comes.
Oh, yeah, because you know what?
You know what happened to you? And I mean... You need to shut yourself, innit?
Really? Yeah, do you remember?
Really fucking...
In Birmingham.
I would have walked away from you. I don't know you at that point.
Yeah.
You're not even my sister.
So it could happen. You never know.
Imagine you got papped shitting yourself.
You never, I'm so unlucky, it could probably happen.
No.
But you know what? Yeah, like I will never forget, and it still stays with me to this day. Like, it's mad.
Do you think that when I was running out of that pool or not?
Well, this is the thing. It stays with me to this day.
What
and
happened?
I was a little person at that point.
I was a little person.
I was like a child. And then I'll never forget
me and
you.
Person
me
at
and
this
you
point.
Were in a swimming pool. And someone else shat in it.
I remember this.
And then that's what it stays with me because it was such a mad experience.
Yeah, yeah, I remember.
And then I'll never forget, they said, everyone get out the pool. And then they started sieving the pool and like sieving the shit. Do you remember? You were very little.
It was a baby though that shat.
Yeah.
This is why I ain't be going to no pools with babies. You know what? I've been looking at my David Lloyd's membership. I don't even know if babies are allowed in David Lloyd's, but I checked an adult only time. Like,
I
don't want to be on a holiday at a hotel where there's babies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't want no babies in my proximity, bro. There should be a baby pool.
That's why I like adult hotels.
Yeah.
They really need to start doing it in planes. Like planes.
Then it's be adult planes. I'll pay extra.
Yeah, I'll pay extra.
£100 extra for the babies.
I don't know about that.
Plane.
You know, on my way back from Istanbul,
I was like, oh, okay, I paid for extra room, like in my seats. Yeah,
how
I
actually did that.
You can pay for extra space. Oh, I like it. And I was like, wow, no babies. But then I had these two women in the back behind me speaking so loudly in their conversation, so loudly.
Did no one else say anything?
Oh my God, no. And I was like, I couldn't believe it.
You should get earplugs, kick them everywhere.
And I was like, I can't believe it. I was like, at this, I really just wish there was a kid behind me.
They're like fucking big ass babies.
Yeah.
I get really annoyed, yeah?
No, but them two women's husband was sitting next to me, one of their husband, and then he turned around and said, shut up. To his wife. He's like, you woke me up. Because it was so loud. And I was like, you know what? I love this guy. Anyway, that
the
was completely...
he just told his woman to shut up.
I know. This is so irrelevant, but it scarred me. But yeah, do you remember when they were sieving out the shit?
They were sieving it out. Like that whole pool like should just be completely emptied though.
They do that. Like, I don't know.
They just sieve it out and then continue.
No, it was, I think chlorine cleans it out.
No. Fuck that, man. I ain't having microscopic shit going inside my panties and inside my vagina. Somebody else's poo inside me. I'm not having that. I think it's butters.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah, that's why it's really weird about pools.
But anyway, this girl had, or guy had diarrhea. Look, if you have to move country, after this, can never be seen again.
Diarrhea coming down your leg.
No.
That's horrifying.
I'm like, whose shit is this on my leg? Who's shot in the pool? And then start running.
Shit flying everywhere. It's horrific. It's actually horrific. It's a nightmare.
Yeah, that is a nightmare.
I feel like I'm going to have nightmares about that.
Yeah, me too. Imagine like suddenly getting the shits when you're in the pool.
Oh my God. Well,
on that shitty note,
I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you want more, make sure you subscribe to Patreon. If you don't want more, then you don't. That's fine. But just make sure you at least, the least you can do is a like, comment and subscribe. And yeah, subscribe, man.
Subscribe, man.
I want to hit 100K.
I don't even know what this non-subscribers are doing. Why do we have more viewers than subscribers?
You know what? When we hit 100K, we're going for a celebration. What are we going to do for it?
I don't fucking know, man.
We're going to need to think of something.
Get a life, maybe. Actually leave the house. Go out, get shit-faced.
But yeah.
I don't know, man. Maybe we'll do a little giveaway for our viewers on YouTube.
So far, we've done two giveaways. You know that?
Yeah, but one,
one was the Patreon like gift set. We did all our beauty products. And the second one, we did a gift card for Valentine's Day for the best Valentine's Day story. I actually sent that to the girl.
Was it normal views or Patreon views?
It was a normal.
Normal. So that's what we'll do. If we hit 100K, we'll do another giveaway.
Big one.
So subscribe and share and comment. And we love you.